Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, which is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check that out and use it to your advantage. You can learn a lot about what the book's about there at the website, even before you buy the book. Mike McMahon is here, folks. Mike is the president and CEO of Hill and Partners, and they're in the business of creating and executing for customers what they call branded environments. Think of the environment. Think of the backdrops. Think of the different collateral material that you've seen at trade shows. These temporary structures that people put up to last for a day or 2 days or 3 days or something like that, and other types of applications, and that's what they do, right, Mike?
That is correct. That's correct.
Give us a website, please.
It's www.hillpartners.com. Hill Partners, one word.
All right, hillpartners.com. So if somebody from Sheboygan or Sacramento, you're in Boston area, from Sheboygan or Sacramento wanted to do business with you, how would they do that?
There's a lot of ways to initiate an interaction with us via our website. All of the contact information is there. And more importantly, what we've realized in the last, 8 or 9 years is, we've got customers all over the place because of the great effect that technology has had on our business. You can have a meeting with a client on the West Coast and articulate everything that you could do face-to-face relative to, their plans for a branded environment. And, of course, we've got people flying all over the country daily, so we have no problem getting out to meet our customers.
So anybody anywhere, and you're also international too, right?
Yeah, that is correct. Probably about 5 to 8% of our business is international. And truthfully, yeah. I mean, we've done business on five continents. That's the testament to the quality of the level of customer that we serve. They take us
right
there. They're planning international activities, and and we help them do that.
Well, good for you. So, all right, I want you to tell. You've got other small business owners at your knee right now, and I'd like for you. You're running a successful business. You're growing. You got a couple of dozen employees. You're an international company, but you're still a small business. Tell the audience what you've learned, especially in the last 5 or 6 years, what you've learned about being successful as a small business owner.
Well, I think the biggest transition for me was sort of developing a high level of self-trust. I think I always was working to achieve something really paying attention to the stuff that I know well. And in the process, I mean, one of my natural tendencies is I believe that you should be able to show up work as closely to your authentic self as possible. And in that belief, I felt like I wanted to create an organization where anybody could come to work and have the resources and the support to really excel. So I've spent a lot of time and a lot of resources investing in and supporting my people. And mm-hmm. You know what? It's really transformed our organization. I mean, these folks amaze me every single day.
So you basically give them an assignment, give them the tools and the resources they need, and then kind of go to work for them, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, my job is basically to, I kind of feel like my job is to help clear the pathway for them.
Right.
But I don't really do, I often joke with my wife, I don't do much. I mean, I
well,
I do
that's what leaders do, though. What you're doing, Mike, is you're being a CEO. See, what you just described, the little scenario, the the day schedule that you just described, so to speak, is that of a CEO,
right?
Not a manager. So you've hired managers. You have managers working for you, but you're the CEO, and that's how you're behaving. And what I'd like for people to get out of that, Mike, is that if they're floundering, if folks are floundering out there, they're not growing, the company's not executing like they think they should, maybe it's because they're spending too much time trying to manage and less time being the CEO. What do you think?
Oh, I think you're hitting the nail on the head. And I think it's very easy for us or me or you to say it. It's if I remember a version of myself 4 or 5 years ago, it's hard for that person to hear it. To actually hear it and process it, because the reason why most small business owners are successful to the point that they are is directly, it's directly related to how well they are at their, sort of their core competencies. So it's hard to ask somebody who's, gotten to a certain level in business to actually realize, come to realize that they're actually hurting their own growth by not, sort of letting go, allowing others to excel. It's the hardest transition in business, I think.
Hey, Mark, I got to wrap it up. Give us your website again, please.
The website's www.hillpartners.com. Hill Partners, one word.
Check it out. Hey, Michael, I'm proud of you, buddy. Good job, and good job on the show today. Come back soon.
All right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate
Mike it. Mike McMahon, ladies and gentlemen, with Hill & Partners. That's hillpartners.com. Check out that website. And I'll take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.